I want to talk to you just for a few moments from the subject, knocked down, but never knocked out. Knocked down, but never knocked out. I know that you all have heard of the movie Rocky. Da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na, right? You all. The movie depicted the struggle of a club boxer who had raw but untapped skills. During a championship fight, defeat appeared certain for Rocky. Yet, even though he was knocked down, he was never knocked out. One of the lines he says in that movie is, "I just want to go the distance." And in Hollywood fashion, he did just that. Rocky knew the secret of victorious survival. Like Rocky, Christians too are in a fight. A legitimate knockdown, drag out with the opponent, Satan. Although we at times are knocked down, God's word assures us that we are never knocked out. Because of persecution, first century Christians often fought diligently for physical and spiritual survival. Such hardships caused them to wonder if their newfound faith would be defeated. In Romans 8, Paul assured them that even though they may have been knocked down, that they would never be knocked out. By careful examination of this passage, we too can gain the assurance of knowing that victory is ours, even in the most threatening situation. The first thing I want us to see is that we are never knocked out because we have ultimate power. Defeat comes when the enemy demonstrates superior power. Paul offered ultimate assurance to the Roman Christians by reminding them that no enemy musters a greater power than the almighty power which they possessed. He stimulated their thinking with the question in verse 31. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? The logical answer is that no one can defeat us because God is the ultimate power. At times, we all feel like we're fighting against powers which are too great for us to defeat. How can we defeat a satanic power strong enough to wreck marriages, to cripple moralities, or even cause havoc in the church? There is a power which can emerge victoriously over any battle that Satan may wage against us. It is the almighty, omnipotent, wonder-working power of our eternal God. So I say, if God be for us, who indeed can be against us? We are never knocked out because we have an unlimited supply. Defeat is certain for the army whose supply line is cut off by the enemy. Many armies have surrendered because of siege. Paul reminded the Romans that they will never lose due to of supply, because God's supply is unlimited. Verse 32 says, he who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? The supply is unlimited because God gives all things. Indeed, Paul can confidently assure the readers that they will never be defeated because of a lack of supply. Often Satan attempts to defeat us by severing our spiritual supply. So that's why we need to pray, right? And that's why I want to get you all in the habit, if you're not already there, to pray, right? Because we're living in the last days. Evil is all around us. If you listen to what's going on, there's so much that's going on. We need help from God. We need to be able to communicate with our Heavenly Father. So if you've already practiced and can pray, woo, we can be powerful against the hand of the enemy. And Paul reminds us in Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. So the word lets us know that God will supply all of our needs. Not necessarily our wants, but our needs. So when we need strength, we have the Almighty God. When healing is needed, we have the great physician. When authority is required, we have the King of Kings. When peace is lacking, we have the Prince of Peace. The supply line from heaven is never blocked, and the storehouse of heaven is never depleted. Satan may try to knock us down, but his attempts to seize us will never knock us out, because we have an unlimited supply from an inexhaustible Lord. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited just hearing God's word. That's what God's word is about, to bring excitement and encouragement, because we all go through our ups and our downs. Sometimes it feels like we have more downs than ups. I know it feels like that to me. But we have to be encouraged by the word of the Lord. We are never knocked out because we have unending forgiveness. Too many Christians have suffered defeat because guilt has paralyzed their efforts. Guilt convinces the Christian soldier that he or she is a loser even before they attempt to fight. Paul assured the Romans that guilt need not affect them. They have been justified by death, resurrection, and the intercession of Jesus Christ. For verse 33 asks a bold question. It says, who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? The response is in verse 34, is no one, because of the forgiveness of Christ. So you are never too messed up to come to Jesus. Just as I am, without one plea. You come to Jesus just as you are. And God will forgive you. Our country's judicial system uniquely protects its citizens against double jeopardy. When a defendant is pronounced not guilty or given a pardon, he can never be held accountable for that same crime again. At times, Satan attempts to place us in spiritual double jeopardy. He tries to paralyze us with guilt for sins previously pardoned by Christ. He attempts to bring defeat by convincing us that we are unfit for spiritual battle. Satan will try to knock us down with all his burdens of accusations, but never will he knock us out because of the forgiveness of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have something to hold on to. And finally, we are never knocked out because we have unsevering love. Never has there been any greater motivation for a fighter than love. Men have won battles against seemingly undefeatable foes because of love for country, love for family. We will fight for our family. I know the men, you will fight for your family. I know my husband, he will fight for his family. And I know every man in here will fight for their family. Amen. Amen. Paul reminds us that we too have an undefeatable motivation for victory, the love of God. We are undefeatable because nothing can separate us from that love. For in verse 35, he explained that nothing physical can separate us from God's love. The crowning statement of Paul's thesis is in verse 37. It says, "No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us." He triumphantly states that overwhelming victory is ours through him who loves us. And in verse 38 and 39, Paul lists 9 spiritual items which will never separate us from the love of God. So let me recap. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Woo! Paul emphatically states that nothing, no thing, will be able to separate us from the immeasurable love of God that is displayed through his Son. Indeed, Satan may attempt to knock us down, but remember, we will never be knocked out because of the unsevering love of God. In conclusion, this passage from Paul should give us all hope in knowing that we may get knocked down, but we will never, ever be knocked out. So let me just jump back to the Rocky movie for a moment. In Rocky 5, in one of the last scenes of the movie, Rocky and his young protege get into a street brawl against each other. Defeat seems sure for Rocky as the younger seems stronger and more determined. Rocky gets knocked down and he seems like it is over. But then he flashes back to a scene with his now deceased trainer, Mickey. Mickey says, "Get up. Because Mickey loves you." Rocky gets up and says, "Yo, Tommy, I didn't hear no bell. One more round." It is at that point that Rocky begins to pound and win the victory. We are knocked down. Satan think he has won the victory, but I can hear God say, get up, because I love you. Woo! We always have one more round, and the bell of defeat does not ring, because we have ultimate power. We have unlimited supply. We have unending forgiveness, and we have unsevering love. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen, amen, amen.